What's good? What's good? It's the exclusive interview with Yana Shorty, you know, also known as TYSF.
Yee.
Go ahead and let them know what's up.
That's Yana Shorty, Queens of the Coast. Now you know.
Yeah. So what's good?
Yeah, chilling.
Right on. I know. You know, it's good to jump right into it with that Dear Mozzie next tape. You know what I'm saying? That just dropped.
I got that on SoundCloud for the free. I got it coming on YouTube for the free. I got hard copies for the free, all for the people.
Dope. And why did you call it Dear Mozzie? Why is that?
So it's called, it's really dedicated to everybody that's on the cover. It's I even missed a couple, but if you people peep the cover, it has, it says Dear 40, Dear New York, Dear Peasy, Dear Chip. It's just like to everybody that I look up to. I specifically picked Dear Mozzie because it's been a while since I had an impact. You know, the person I can listen to on repeat is Tupac.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's nothing. Tupac
right.
is nothing. No skips. And I find myself doing the same with Mozzie. So it was just
okay.
Just a little thing. You know, it was nothing really like a big meaning besides that one, that I listen to him as much as I listen. It's such an inspiration. He's just, I listen to him as much as I listen to the Pac.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Dope little concept.
Yeah.
Dope little concept. And I know you had a few videos popping.
I
that
do.
Yeah. So, I mean, what can you speak about that?
So, one of the videos that's doing very, very good that I could say is now marking a year and a half old is My Same Thing, which was recorded in the Mission in San Francisco, which is my community, big part of the community. And that was one of the videos that did so well. It hit, you know, my views go up slowly, but it means a lot to me. It hit 5K. So that's the best I have that I had hit, you know, because out of all the videos, that was my third video. So that was one of the good ones. And now I'm with, I got like 12 to 14 videos out. And my most recent is I Tell Them. It's like an explanation of who I am and how, why I go by the Queen of the Skull. And then I got the newest joint, a newest video called Never That with Miss Alma Rose. And that video is doing good. It dropped on her channel. And I mean,
okay.
The feedback I'm getting is pretty good. Like, it's pretty amazing how people are feeling that from the valley out to the skull to the town.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're feeling it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and I know I've seen, I was peeping out your IG, and I see you doing a couple collabs with Alma Rose and a couple other females. I mean, you know, San Francisco, I feel, it's, you know, we all, as the Bay Area, is one still slept on, you know what I mean? But as you being a female, it seems like it's getting harder to, you know, to get that recognition, you feel me?
Oh, yeah, off top, it's a dog-eat-dog man world.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean... You know, I mean, your style, even when you hear you, don't even, you know, you sound like you're from the Bay Area, but then again, you don't. You sound like, you know, you can actually get out there and hang with the big ones out there, you know what I mean? So that's actually a good feel for you. You just got to get out there and then, and expand that shit, because the sound is dope. I'm going to give you that.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah, it's, I would say that half of that comes from me being raised in L.A. in the city called Gardena from the age of 7 to 15, but I was born in San Francisco in St. Luke's in the skull.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think a little bit of that mixture of being in L.A. I listen to a lot of East Coast music, Talib Kweli, Biggie, Mos Def, our big impact, Lauryn Hill. So I feel like I have a little bit of, I could really say, like, I got a little bit of the East, West, South, North in me, and I use it. I utilize all my inspirations and put it, you know, I apply it to myself.
Okay. Yeah, that's dope. I can definitely hear it.
I'm trying to push that.
Hell yeah. So what's next as far as the Dear Mozzie mixtape? I mean, what do you have coming next that the fans can actually be on the lookout for?
So right now I have my EP Sacrifices out on all digital platforms, iTunes, Spotify. Like, you know, those type of things. That's my first EP I dropped, so I like how it's going. It was produced by Elfinger. Shout out Elfinger. He blessed me. It's a good tape. I recommend it. And now I'm working on my album. It's called Guala Dinero. Guala Dinero is this slang word I came up with that's practically meaning money. It's just guala and then dinero in Spanish. And it's just this movement I'm going to start pushing, and that's going to be the name of my album as well, Guala Dinero. So that should be coming at the end of this month, actually. So I'm very excited for that. If God willingly, it doesn't have to be pushed back. Merch is coming with it. Stickers are coming with it. So I'm very excited. My website's in the making, so everything's going to be able to be found in one link pretty soon.
Dope. And are you doing a digital distribution too, or what?
Yes, I am. I'm with my boy Goto, so I'm with GT Digital Distribution. You know, Goto is somebody that's been showing love to me. I met him when I was like 14, 15. You know, when you meet Goto, when you meet anybody in the industry, you go and be like, I could sing, I could rap. I've been, you know, he heard me when I was younger, and now, you know, now that I know more, you know, I got more knowledge. I kind of know what I'm doing. I kind of know what I want. I know, you know, how far I want to go with it. Everything could be taken more serious, so it's all about business. So now I'm with Goto's and GT Digital Distribution. I am independent. I have no label. And, you know, it's just the team that, you know, people who want to back me, people who want to support, they just, you know, that's my team.
Okay. Yeah, that's dope. GT Digital, yeah, Goto's really with it. So who do you got as producers on the new ones?
On the new ones, I got Nilo Beats, I got Psycho Beats, I got a lot of upcoming producers on my stuff. I got S. Beats, I got Sammy T Beats, Ant Beats, I'm working with Iceman Beats, that's Detroit people, Texas people. I'm expanding when it comes to producers out of state. I'm liking the sound that other states are having, and I think with that Frisco sound, or even with that bass sound, period, on other type of beats is going to be really dope. I got little Reese beats, so I got a couple things under my sleeve and tuck.
Okay. And then, you know, it sounds like you got it all under control under that. You got, I know F-Dot just produced a hot one for Messy Marv, so, I mean, I know he's actually making a name for himself out there right now. Lil Reese and all them, man, that's pretty good. I can't wait to listen to that. Make sure you send that to me ASAP, you feel me?
For sure. Yeah, I'm very excited, and it's crazy because Lil Reese been fucking me since, like, 3 years ago, and these beats, you know, these are beats that I was sitting on, and I'm like, dang, when am I going to use these beats? And it's just, you know, the time is here, and, you know, now is the perfect time to use them, and I can utilize them the correct way and distribute them the correct way.
Yeah, damn, that's dope. That's dope.
Yeah.
So you, as far as the digital world, I mean, what do you see working the most for you? Is it YouTube, SoundCloud, Bandcamp? I mean, you know, there's a bunch of other, like, online items that artists like using. But what do you like using so far?
So I'm not going to lie whatsoever. I'm new to the digital. My distribution just started maybe a couple months ago. This is my first EP. It dropped like 2 months ago. And I've never really been exposed to, you know, iTunes, Spotify. It's something that I've always wanted. So my best friend, I would say, is SoundCloud. SoundCloud been the one rocking with me since I was like 14, 15. And now, you know, I'm 22 and it's still.
Yeah. It's pretty. Yeah, SoundCloud seems to be popping the most. I know that on our SoundCloud, you can also make a podcast too. I know we got our stuff on podcast, and it's a good little outlet.
Yeah, it's pretty dope. It's a really cool platform for upcoming artists. And, you know, a lot of artists that started on SoundCloud have made it up to big labels and, you know, are really stars now.
Yeah, for sure. You can track your views. You can track where they're coming from. It's actually a dope little platform for artists, for sure.
Yeah, so that would say SoundCloud and, you know, YouTube. I don't have my own channel, but for somebody who don't have their own channel, it does give me a lot of exposure because I got a good amount of views. So,
yeah.
I mean, if you put my name on YouTube, I pop up, my videos pop up, but I personally don't have a channel, which I'm thinking about making one, but I really like how, I know it sounds weird, but I really like how, you know, yeah, I'm still popping somehow on YouTube, but yet, you know, I don't have a YouTube channel. I like that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
yeah, so it seems like you're known amongst the artists in the Bay Area, especially for the women, too. I mean, that's big for, you know, for a girl to get it cracking like how you're doing and networking with different producers and stuff. Because, you know, it's sad to say, but a lot of producers don't take women serious, you know what I mean? Because I know Alma Rose been trying to push for a while and with Contraband Beats and all them, but cause, you know, she got some spits too, so that's dope seeing y'all working together.
Yeah. I'm a fan of a lot of female artists. I mean, even the youngest coming out, you know, we got Baby Lana coming out, and she got gas, and so I'm a fan of a lot of female artists. Yeah, working with producers, it's hard because they, you know, it's kind of like the way I look at it is if you got a bag and you about the money, they're going to look at that. They're going to look past you being a woman. So if you ready to buy, they ready to give. If you want to make conversation because you want to get a hookup, then, yeah, you just a woman to them. You know what I mean? So
it depends how
you handle your business. I always come to them like, straight what I need, what I want. Can you do it? Can you not? I got the money. You know what I mean? If I don't, this is when I get paid. Like, I always keep it shut up and I always keep it business. And that's also my motto, copywritten, a little classy. Handle everything and that was styling grace. So it's just, you know, you got to do what you got to do in the industry the correct way, most of all as a woman. Because,
yeah,
it's hard for us to get in the industry, but once they hear a woman is trying to get in the industry, all eyes are on you. So you do have to, you know, move correctly.
Yeah, for sure. And then do you write all your music, or you just come out the dome, or what's the process look like?
I'm a writer, you know. I'm a writer. I do freestyle on my free time, but that's not my, you know, I wouldn't say that's my main thing. But as I'm writing, I'm just spitting. So I would say it is a freestyle from the dome as well. So, but I'm a writer. I'm a very, very, I would say, like, I'm a very good writer. Those my hooks, you know, those are my hooks. That's me singing. That's me on my hooks. People always ask me, like, oh, who's that on your hook? And I'm like, oh, that's me, you know. I got a little bit of singing background, so. You know, I do it all. I do the writing, I do the hooks, and I do the verses.
Yeah, that's dope, man. That's stay versatile, you feel me?
Yeah. So I'm just trying to push the, you know. Yeah.
You're trying to push the movement. And then so Mission District, huh? That's where you where you're from right there, that area?
No, that's just where people show love and where I respect and give respect back. I'm from Alamania 900. I'm from a little project near Bernal Heights and stuff by the Alamania Farmer Market. My Uncle Peter and stuff and RIP and a lot of family members have connections with 24th and the Mission period, you know, from my grandma to my uncles and stuff. But I'm personally from Alamania. I just show my respect wherever I go. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, the Mission, the Bill Mall. You know, HP, Double Rock, Sunnyvale, it's all love and it's all respect. This is all music on my side.
Right. Yeah, that's dope. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so that's, you know, that's something that I also, my manager, my agent also like to point out is that I'm really cool with a lot of, you know, people from different places. And, you know, it's not really like, you know, I don't care where you're from. If it's music, it's music. You know, that's what I'm about.
Yeah. Have you, yeah, for sure. Have you started doing any shows lately?
Hell yes. So, the show, was amazing. It was in Fresno, California. I got to open up for Hustler and Andre Nicotina. Shout out to them. It was an amazing feeling. I've never done 2,000 people, or it was like at least 1,500. I'm not sure. It wasn't probably packed out at 2,000, but the maximum was 2,000. And it was just because, you know, I saw, you know, then the reaction wasn't, you know, what I envisioned, but it was good. It was, you know, the bobbing of the head, the moving to the music. So they heard me out, you know, and I just got to start expanding a little farther. I do shows in the Bay a lot. Vallejo, I love Vallejo, the town, is the first place that showed me love. Now in the Skull, I'm doing more shows. I got a couple shows coming up. I'm going to be doing one June 24th in Sacramento for a West Coast Heat Tour with Blue Lotus is presenting it. So that's going to be my first time in Sacramento. So I'm excited, you know. Most of all, being that I did the Dear Mozzie, I got a lot of Sacramento love from that. I'm excited to push. I'm seeing the fans, a lot of fans. I'm getting fans from out the way. And, you know, I just want to push it. I want to take it all the way to London.
Yeah, well, I can't wait to hear the new music, especially if you're doing all the hooks too and whatnot. That's a dope little concept, because not a lot of artists do both. That, you know what I mean? They somehow they're just single minded and don't want to do hooks or don't want to do everything. So that's dope to hear.
So. Yeah, for sure. And I'm very excited for the features coming up. Y'all gonna be very, you know, y'all are not ready for these. I'm very excited to announce that I'm gonna be doing a song with DB the General. The General is somebody that I've looked up to for a very long time, and I'm very excited for that. You know, I'm ready for it. I really want to work with Filthy. I really, you know, there's a couple of things I got. Get an Indie from Vallejo. I'm working with her, so I'm just very excited for the lineup that I'm trying to put together, and the ones that have accepted me, and the ones that have that are open to work with me.
Dope. Yeah, man, I can't wait till you with DB, huh? DB be spitting.
Hell yeah, it's with DB and, I don't want to say his name wrong, but I think it's MGM Piru or Piru, one of the two.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's going to be a little collab right there. I'm very excited. Most of all, being that I am a woman, that's pretty dope, you know, like, with me, it's like, you know, that DB to me is a shit license, that gas, we got that gas, like, he really goes, so. I'm just excited to meet him. It's just, you know, it's going to be an honor.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, he'd be full of energy.
Yep. I've been investing myself in everything I do, so I just purchased the beats, feel me? So now it's just time to start distributing, you know, giving the artists, each artist. So I got Get It Andy, DD the General, Chippa, Singular. So I feel like my album's going to be a good lineup. I still got a couple more goals. I'm going to get Filthy. I wanted to see if I could get one of the SOB bros on there. I'm not sure which one, you know. And
Yeah,
I'm just, you know, trying to push through. I like a lot. I like All Black. All Black go crazy to me. He go crazy to me. So I'm just trying to work with everybody. RBD Low, I hit him up. I'm trying to work with him. So,
yeah.
You know, I got some pretty dope things.
Yeah, for real, and that's dope, and it's dope how you're networking, too. A lot of people don't take advantage of the social media game, you feel me? But, everybody's just one DM away, right? Get them on the jam and be like,
it's hard because you look at them and you're like, oh, they might not reply, but it's like, man, I'll hit you up when I've hit up these artists when I started up to the point right now, you know? And in this game, you can't take none of this personal, you know? They don't reply to you, or if they didn't see your message, or, you know, like, if maybe they too busy, you just keep trying, and you never know, like, sometimes, you know, it takes time to build your name, and, you know, if you really, you know, nobody, it's not that, you know, they ain't humble, it's just that sometimes they be like that, and sometimes you gotta work harder so they can notice you, and they won't notice you if you're working hard enough, because everybody, I find myself dreaming about it one day, and then being there the next day. So it's really just, you got to just put work, keep pushing, invest. You definitely got to invest in yourself as an artist. There's no way, unless you got some sponsors or some money coming out of somewhere, you know. But you definitely got to invest in yourself.
Yeah, that's dope. Man, I can't wait. You got me excited.
Yeah, I'm very excited. You know, like, I'm very excited. I feel like I'm a big representation to my city. And, you know, I love the love they give, and I give it right back. And I just want to be able to take it higher, you know, just, you know, locally, it's dope, you know, I think it's dope for local, when you're a local artist, but I'm trying to see Grammys, boy.
for real, huh?
Yeah, well.
Okay, so with the new album, man, with GT Digital, that's a good look, and I'm glad to hear that, you know what I mean? As far as the studio time and the music goes, I mean, how long does it usually take you to knock out a song? Like, I mean, you know, I know you say you're all work and no play and you get in there and handle business stuff, but I'm saying the process, sometimes people don't realize that, you know, being in the studio takes a little bit longer than average, you feel me, especially with the engineers and whatnot. But, I mean, what's your take behind it, you know what I mean, because no one's really heard it from any artist from that standpoint, and a lot of people are curious as to how the progress goes.
Right. So, I'm a writer, and I could say I'm pretty like a quick writer. Like, and I got people who could vouch for that. Like, when I'm in the studio and I hear a beat and I'm feeling it, it's nothing to write, like, at all. If I'm already prepared and it's written, I do my studio time by hour blocks. So that means I do it like 4 hours when I'm going. You know, I'm not going to just go for 1 or 2 hours. I'm going to go for four or more. So when I do go 4 hours, I get 5 to 6 songs done. So, you know, I already go prepared. 5 to 6 songs, you know, I already go prepared. I be spitting that shit in my head when I'm just chilling. So it's, you know, I get this shit done. Well, studio time is like the most precious, important thing to me because being that I am a regular girl, still from the school, still working 9 to 5, you know, still got rent, still got shit to do, all that counts to me. So ain't no wasting time when it comes to the studio. If I'm going to go for 4 hours, there better be five. Four, if I'm doing a bad day, 4 to 5 songs. A good day, 5 to 6 songs, period.
Oh, dope. Man, that's work.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you said this album's done, huh?
Almost done. I need a couple features, just, you know, I need to get them back. Sometimes it takes a minute to get them back, but to me, it's done. To me, it's going to be good. It's going to be a wrap. I learned not to put dates on my drops no more because shit happened, you know. So, with God's grace, it's going to drop this month. Carnival out in the city. I'm going to be previewing a lot of my, it's the 26th and the 27th of this month, Carnival in the Skull, 22nd Harrison and Brian, all of the Mission. We're going to have a block party. I'm going to be previewing some of the Walla De Niro album music. I'm going to be doing some of Dear Mozzie, some of the Little Cassie Volume 1 and 2. So, you know, everybody, it would be nice if they come out and come and enjoy. It's going to be pretty dope.
Man, that's dope. Have you reached out to Mozzie, and does he know about the mixtape?
So I like to think he does. I like to think he does because I was at a show that was it got canceled, but there was a show in San Jose that I was supposed to do, Nani Blanco, Shoot a Gang, Addy Cocaine. It was gonna be a dope show, but you know shit happened. Free Nani Blanco also, and Nano Livewire was there, and he's all like, you know, we heard that, I heard that, and, you know, a lot of people are like, I heard that. So, like, I like to think he had to come across it. Like, I like to think, you know, he saw it on Instagram, you know? But I'm not sure. We try to reach out, but, you know how Instagram working, but I don't think he's following me, so I don't think he could see my messages. But, you know, I'm stacking it up. I'm trying to stack up my money correctly, because I do want to work with him, and when I'm going to work with an artist, I always start stacking my money because, you know, even if they might be like, it's all love, you never know, you know. So, you know, he has heard of me, and hopefully I do eventually, like I said, I dream it. One day I do it the next day. So hopefully I get to do a show with him or open up for him or, you know, he brings me out because I feel like a lot of people tell me that a lot of my music is that, like, that storytelling shit like Mozzie do. So I'm well, hopefully, you know, he bring me out. I love it when people bring out people. That should be so dope. That's how I got on the Andre Nicotina and Hustle show. I had the Jealous Guys and Rhymes bring me out, and it was pretty dope, you know. They have that shared stage time, you know. That's not my time. That was their time, and they decided to bring me out, you know. So that's pretty dope.
Hell yeah, that's dope. Yeah, Nicotina and Hustler, man, they be closing out shows all the time. They're being hella people.
Hell yeah, it was dope. And just meeting them, like, getting to, like, talk to them for a few minutes, you know, like, that was really cool and dope. And it was so cool because now my agent, I got an agent, Adrian, in Phoenix, and he reached out to Hustler and, like, you know, I told Hustler, I always let artists know, I'm like, you know, Queens of Skull, I'll see you soon. It's just something I always say because I will see you soon. And, you know, he hit him up, and he's like, oh, you know, my artist, Yana, she wants to do a song with you. And he's all like, he sent him a little clip, and he's all like, oh, she dope. And then she was all like, yeah, hopefully y'all get in the song. And he's like, it's good. And he was like, I think I remember her. Like, you know, so I try to make sure my presence is remembered and known as much as possible, being that I'm literally like a 5 foot tall Latina girl. You know what I mean? Like, all the time. I'm always happy and smiling, you know, rolling blunts and shit. So I just be like, make sure that it's like noticeable, my presence, being that I am a female, I am so little, you know. But that's all. My character, my presence talks for itself, and it's pretty loud.
Right on. show, man. That's dope. Yeah, I can't wait. If you got some footage, make sure you send it my way. I'll get it up there on the YouTube channel. You feel me?
For sure. Appreciate you.
Yeah. Any footage that you got, send it my way. It's all good. Well, no, I was gonna ask you some like, you know, random questions. Like, you know, what is your, like, you know, out of the San Francisco, since you're from the SCO, what do you like actually, the Niners or the Raiders?
Oh, no, I'm a Niners baby. I'm a Niners baby. Even in L.A., growing up in L.A., so they used to call me Frisco, like, for a minute, or Hella. It's so funny to say, but they used to be like, hey, Hella. Because in L.A., they don't say that. After a while, I got into the lingo of L.A., but over there, they'd be like, Stadio, fool. You know, like, stuff like that. And then out here, we'd be like, bruh, hey, hella, like, stuff like that. So, it's a big difference.
Okay, now here's another off-the-wall question. Where would most people find you at the Giants game or the Oakland A's game?
Oh, no, at the Giants game. You don't actually really find me at the Giants game. I'd be at the Giants game.
For real?
Yeah, I've always read for my city, definitely. Like, no doubt. There's no doubt about that. I've always read for the school, no matter where I'm at.
Okay, now here's another question. What would be the dopest song which features you and two other females?
Two other females?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it could be anybody?
Yep.
Oh, fuck. All right. I'm going to give you two different answers. So, if it was, like, on some more me shit, I would do Queen Latifah and Sugar T and me. Yeah, that's, like, some me shit. Like, that's some shit that I would really like to do. And then, if it was some more, like, oh, what's going to make me run some numbers? And, like, you know, give me, like, some views and, like, that shit will be saucy. I'd probably do Cardi B, you know, because I feel like our personalities will make some poppin' shit. And I would do...
Who was the last one? Hey, who was the last one?
I didn't say. I said Cardi B and, I mean, if it's money and industry, I would say Cardi B and Nicki Minaj or Kehlani. Yeah. To be honest, I really like Kehlani. I've always been a fan of Kehlani ever since she was on America's Got Talent. Like, she's killing me away. She's a real inspiration, most of all for the city of Oakland. So I would say Cardi B and Kehlani would be some dope shit, or even Cardi B and Kamaya and me. That would be some epic shit.
Oh, yeah, that would be dope.
Diversity, that's a goal right there. I'm going to write that down. Cardi B, Kamaya, and Yana. That would be some crazy-ass shit.
Yeah, you better start hitting them on the DM and saying what's up.
Oh, you already know. I've been tagging Sprite, tagging Kamaya. I've been trying to, you know, start wiggling my way through. For Mel, you know who I really want to work with, though? YG. No lie, I've been wanting to work with YG ever since he came out with Tooted and Booted, and that was a long time ago.
Yeah, man, he a dope artist. He's dope.
Yeah, he is. He's fun. I see a lot of fun. It makes me feel like he will bring out the fun out of me. But I'm going to be trying to work pretty soon with Comp Av. Compton Av, I've exchanged words with him. I'm going to try to work with Compton Av. Slim Pro Hunted. Then, you know, I'm aiming higher and higher. The Game, you know, YG. So I'm just going to, you know, I'm slowly climbing this ladder, but I'm going to keep climbing it.
Oh, yeah, no, you need to, ain't it? It shouldn't. Sky's the limit.
Hell yeah.
So you being from Frisco, let's see. What is the best Mexican taqueria spot out there in Frisco?
Oh, you already know. El Farolito on 24th is the place to be, okay? So, you know, any El Farolito, the one in Excelsior, the one on 24th. And I think that, where's that out? Cap Harrison or and the one on 24th in Mission? El Farolito is the one for me. I grew up with a Salvadorian family, so I love pupusas, you know me? So La Santaneca, you already know what it is. La Bodega.
Yeah, yeah.
Pupusas be it.
Those are hitters.
Yep.
So
So I do that. I'm Mexican, Black, and Salvadorian, so I love me my soul food. So, you know, I be.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. I love family reunions. I love it. I love the culture. I love Frisco, because, yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of mixture out there.
Yeah. It's really, and, like, I love it so much because, like, in L.A., it's very, you know, color is very divided, like, most of all because of so much gang banging, it's very divided, you know, and out there, there's not really much Samoans, so, and, you know, to me, like, Samoans one of the most loyal people, like, I love just having Samoans around me, I love talking and just the family and the culture, so, I just appreciate the Bay a lot because of the diversity and the culture, and just, you know, I'm not saying there's no violence around here, but it's just different. It's different, a different vibe, and it's like you can associate with everybody and anybody.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Yeah, that's dope. There's a lot of, you know, I know a lot of polys out here, man, and for sure they're really loyal, so that's dope, man. That's dope to hear that everybody networking and stuff. I know there's a lot of polys coming out of HP and the Bay actually trying to spit that fire, too. I know we fucked with my...
You heard of Lay 2 times?
Huh?
You heard of Lay 2 times?
Yeah, I heard of him.
He go crazy, boy. I've been trying to work with him. I've hit up Cheddar, his manager, so many times. Like, I really want to work with him. I love what they're doing. You know, they're linking up with the Filipinos, and I see that with MB Nails from Stockton, and, like, I'm keeping it, and I love it. I love seeing that, and, like, honestly, the chemistry that all them, I don't know all their names, you know, but salute to us because the chemistry that they all put in the music is amazing. It comes out perfect.
Yeah, they some dope artists. We post some of their shit up already, and they just dropped a new video. So, you know, that's currently up on our site, too. So, I mean, we definitely be rocking with them. Maybe, you know, maybe we can make that magic happen, you feel me?
Hell yeah. Slow to the Shirley. Yeah, I love all the artists that come out the Bay. I'm a fan of Nesta Farrell, definitely. I've shouted him out, like, many times. Feel me? Yeah, Lil Pete, Ego, Cedarson. Yeah, I'm a fan of everybody that's coming out. I think everybody has a different style. Even though, you know, yeah, everybody got a different style. I see something different in everybody, even though people be like, oh, you know, they sound alike. Or I feel like, nah, everybody different. Everybody got that a different little sauce that they add to the Bay. To that
babel,
you know.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, Frisco itself has always been an established city with a bunch of artists, you know, obviously from back in the days from Get Low and RBO, and even, you know, Selsky, and even taking it back further, you know what I'm saying, with AQEMC. I mean, Frisco has always been a dope little city. So, I mean, you know, definitely new sounds. Totally different from back in the days, obviously, right? Now it's a different game. But,
hell yeah. And I was just saying, I was like, it's very different, but, you know, I learned to love it because I was such a, I'm so, like, I'd be on some old school shit for real. Like, just, I'm very old school. Like, I kick it with older people, so I'm very old school. You know, I still like Quinn. I still slap Quinn. He go crazy. Like, I'm still on that Messy Marv shit. You know, I'm still on some old stuff and, like, I'm gonna start applying that. Like, I'm gonna start using that. We need to bring that back because it ain't dead. It's just not what's in, but it ain't dead. And it goes,
right.
You know, the lyrical shit that we can't lose. The Bay can't lose, you know, all this, you know, gang shit and, you know, spot and this, like, the hype shit, cool. It's needed. It's a wave. It's fun. But we can't forget that real shit that we live daily, and that's what I'm trying to do. That's what I'm trying to live through. I live through that, like my daily shit. I see whether I'm living it, my homie living it, my just living it. I write it down and I write it, and that's where I get it. You know, Quinn, a crypto, Marv, like I said. So yeah, they still. I feel like that shit's still alive, definitely.
Okay, yeah, for sure. Now for like. Girls and women that are coming up in this music industry, even though, you know, you're still on the come up, but I'm saying you have experienced a lot compared to others, right? So what kind of advice would you give to you know, another female coming up, or actually even the male too, like what would you give, because obviously the game changed back in the days, not that many artists now there's a lot of artists. Everyone thinks that they can come and do music or maybe produce a beat or whatnot, but it's not how it used to be. So what do you think you can give to these artists that are trying to come up?
I would say always believe. So one, always believe in yourself as who you are and who what you're doing, what your movement is. Try to establish who you are in your brand, in your name. You know what I mean? Try to make that your clap. That's who you is. That's who you are. So make sure everybody knows that you push that more than anything. You know what I mean? Who you are, what you do. You make that clear and known. I would also say humbleness. Humbleness is very important because it's easy to pay for to get booked for a show. You know what I mean? It's easy to know somebody that knows somebody that can put you onto a show, feel me? But 5,000 or 10,000, it doesn't have many followers, many likes, none of that. Character and humbleness is everything, and that's what people buy off of. You know, I can truly say that a lot of my followers that I do have on my Instagram, 5,000, these followers. I'm not saying you gotta have a conversation with everybody.
Right. Yeah.
I'm still trying to find my team, and don't get me wrong, you don't necessarily, you do. You're gonna need at a point people to help you, and it's okay to need help. You know, you can learn the game in and out. I can have Quinn in front of me show me everything I need to know. That doesn't mean I'm not gonna need nobody. So
right.
It's good to you know have those people that you can trust that you know want good for you. I personally thought that my team was gonna be people I knew and people that I associated with on the daily and like smoked with and chilled with. This is gonna be my manager. This is gonna be my this, my producer. It doesn't always go like that. You gotta be open to. It might be Bobby, somebody you never knew. It might be Todd. Todd's a dope producer. You just gotta be open minded and ready for what's coming and for losing and gaining people. You're gonna lose a lot. You're gonna lose a lot sometimes. Sometimes people ain't gonna be ready for that change that you're gonna have to do if you're dedicated to this. There's a lot of changes that I've been doing that I'm talking about from people I hang around with to what I used to eat to what I used to wear. Like, there's a lot of changes that come with this industry and with just trying to make it. And, you know, it's not always a bad change. Change doesn't always mean you phony. Sometimes it just means you're growing a little bit and, you know, you expanding those wings and you're trying to get somewhere. So I would say just, you know, those three things, you know, trying to take in everything that you learn from somebody. Every artist, when you meet an artist, usually most artists can agree when you go to a show or you're booked with somebody, you know, you chop it up. Take in what they're saying because that's free game, and free game isn't given that easy.
Yep.
So always take in what they're saying, even if they seem like, oh, they just barely coming up. Well, something's working for them because they're where you're at. So,
right.
You know, always take in what somebody's saying and never look at people's following because, with all honesty, I don't got the biggest following. You know, I don't. But somehow I'm getting this love and this respect, and slowly these doors are opening that are out the way. Like, I'm like, you're in Detroit, you're in Atlanta, you're in Texas. How is this even, you know? So just always make sure to be you, because whatever you're showing right now is what you got to be when you make it, because that's what you chose.
Yeah.
You can't stop once you're up there. That's how you lose. That's that phony shit that people be, you know, that's that crazy shit. So you got to always keep the real, be you, and whatever you show now is what you got to show later, you know? And, I mean, you know, growth is always good, but that character, the person I am, that funny, happy person that still keep it, like, you know, hood and always keep it straightforward and honest, that's just who I know I'm going to be, and that's who I want to remain, you know, no matter what, no matter what happens, no matter how much money a person touches. You just want to always keep it real and keep it you, so you can remain sane, you know? And a big inspiration to that, I would say, would be look at DJ Khaled. DJ Khaled, he looks so blessed. Like, nothing bothers him. because he does everything so correctly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, it's like, I don't know how Cali used to be. Like, if you look at Cali, like, and you go back to I'm So Hood, he used to move different. You know, you could tell he used to move very different, but, you know, slowly you see his changes, you see his interviews. I love tapping in, you know, that's good for artists, too. That's some advice there, too. Tap into interviews. Just when you're bored or you're on YouTube, look at 40's interview. 40's a big inspiration to me. Like, he really got it out the mud. And, like, he's making something. Fab, Mr. Fab, he really got it out the mud. And he's really, like, he's really dope. He's like a politician, rapper, activist. Like, that's what you want to be. So,
yeah.
You know, what we need. That's what your city needs. That's what we need as people. And, you know, people love that shit. You know, people love humble, down to earth. So I would say that, you know, just keep pushing and, you know, aim for the stars, because the stars is not the, you know, past the limit.
For sure. Yeah, I mean, you know, being from the Bay Area, that's just another thing that kind of slows us down a bit in the industry, you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, I was just talking to somebody that, you know, E-40 just last week finally got 1 million followers, you feel me? It's like, how the fuck is that even possible? Like, man, he should have been at 1 mil.
Right.
And then, you know, it's Mr. Fab, I mean, who's doing all this stuff, that you see him, he's all visual on Instagram, don't even have 500K followers. You're like, what the fuck? I mean, the shit doesn't add up. But then again, if you're from the East Coast or you're from the Midwest or something right now, they got thousands of followers, you feel me? So, I mean, right now people are really, you know, they're concentrating on the Bay Area, but, I mean, we're still not, there should be more artists that are blown the fuck up instead of, you know, other artists in different areas. So,
definitely. But, you know, it's just the way shit go. People just got to keep pushing. As you can see, 40 and Fab never stopped. They didn't fold. They didn't stop. They didn't complain. They did nothing. They just kept it pushing like it was nothing, you know? And that's the moment. You keep pushing like it's nothing. And also, very important for artists, PSA, don't ever look at what another person is doing. And that's from something that I've also done. And you will catch yourself, you know, peeping other artists and being like, damn, they didn't even really put in the work. And they over here because of the person they know. Or they don't ever do that, because with that comes envy, you know, and that's never good for the heart. So always just, you know, you are going to peep shit that probably do be like, what the hell? But just, you know, just be like, you know, I'm going to just keep pushing. Just, you know, shrug it off and be like, I'm going to just keep pushing. Or, you know, what I do, I be looking at who they tag, who they know, you know, let me follow them. Let me try to see who they know. Let me network my way, you know, because it's, you know, you just got to do what you got to do and keep the envy away from the heart. That's all you got to do, because it is a lot of artists out here. When you look at artists like, oh, they came out of nowhere. Oh, they made it out of nowhere for one song. Oh, what? Like, let me see their catalog. Let me see what they got. And then when you look, it's really nothing. And you're just like, oh, shit. Like, damn, I've been really putting in work. And I just, you know, so you really just can't be doing that. You can't be looking, because that shit will really mess with your mind. You know, it'll give you writer's block. It'll knock you off of the game you were on because you're paying attention to somebody else, you know. And it's just, it happens. It's not nothing bad. It's not nothing unusual. It happens. But you just got to remember, get back on your horse, because whatever horse they on, it isn't your horse.
For sure. Hell yeah.
That's what I was saying.
All right, how about some shout-outs? Any shout-outs for you that, you know, before we get off?
Yeah, let me see how I can do this. Shout-out definitely to Lavish Seal, Dying Breed, Barrio de Oro. Those are Bay clothing lines, Key to the City, Adam's Boutique, Current Culture. We got El Fingers, we got Reese, shout out Pharmacy Studios, shout out the Shop Studios. I'm honored to be there. I actually started going there because I won a little competition, and I'm honored to be in such a building where a lot of artists go. Like, that's a really famous, the Jack used to go, so I'm very honored to be in that building. So shout out to the Shop Studios for giving me the opportunity. Damn, so many people.
Nah, it's all good.
Shout out DB. You know, hopefully make that happen smoothly and everything go as planned. Yeah, you know, that's That's what I got right now. Shout out to every city and state. You know, you guys will hear about me pretty soon. I'm gonna be pushing. I'm gonna be expanding. And you know, I'm gonna start doing what I gotta do. Shout out Atlantic Records. Feel me? You hear me? Shout out Universal. You hear me? Shout out Kendrick. You hear me? You know. Shout out Mozzy. Shout out 40.
Yeah.
Somebody I'm gonna be coming across soon, hopefully. So you know, shout out to everybody that's in the game. That's in the game and paved the way and climb their own ladder. So shout out to everybody that climbed out their own ladder and is still climbing that ladder. And, you know, they going to get there. We all going to get there. There's enough money for all of us to eat.
Hell yeah. Motherfucking yeah. And then shout out TYSF, you feel me?
Yeah, you already know. That's Yam Shadi, TYSF, King of the Skulls. You didn't know, now you know. That's Yana Shadi, TYSF, Queen of the Skull. You know what I mean? Bay Area Compass. Stay tuned in. You already know what it is.